Dear learners, let us focus on a major component of an OER, that is content writer. A content writer must be an experienced person in case of massive open online course development. As far as the UGC guidelines for UGC MOOCs, a faculty member of approved institution with at least 5 years of PG teaching experience can be a subject matter expert or the course coordinator. While in case of other platforms, there is no such rule. If you are going for other platforms like SlideShare, OER Commons, there is no rule. You can plan the OER. You are a scholar, you are a student, you are a faculty member, doesn't matter. Prepare good quality content and you can upload it into that platform. For small pieces of OER, simple handwritten notes can work. No issue, no problem. You have taken the class, you have gone through a particular topic, prepared a note and shared it in a social media. It may be WhatsApp, it may be Facebook. It may be any platform. It will be an OER. For bigger projects like MOOCs, experienced content writers are needed. A team of content writers are needed. Depending on the experience in the particular subject, depending on the topics, a content writer must be familiar with, must be comfortable with the use of computers, use of MS Office in totality, planning the quality infographics and other aspects of academic writing. Content writer is also expected to be familiar with the concept of plagiarism, because he or she is the person who knows from where the text has been taken, whether they are the copied one or they have been written by the content writer himself or herself. And the content writer must be familiar with the techniques of avoiding plagiarism. Now let us move to types, the major types of OERs on the basis of size. OER may be a simple image or one or two pages of text, or it may be a multimedia based OER comprising of video, audio and infographics. Now let us take the first one, simple image and a text. Write a page or pages, draw a figure or blend of both, scan the same, convert into the desired file format, post or upload it to any OER platform. It may be Facebook, WhatsApp, Google Classroom, etc. Now moving to the multimedia based OERs. Use screen recording with or without voiceover. For example, you can take the help of freely available softwares like PresentationTube, DU Recorder. What you have to do, you have to prepare the PowerPoint slides, use infographics, run these slides along with your voiceover, record it, select the platform, upload the same to the selected platform. For the multimedia platform or this screen recording, simply you can choose YouTube. You can try YouTube upload it. But remember to choose the license. When you are uploading it, choose the Creative Commons license so that the holistic approach of sharing remain there. So always remember to choose the Creative Commons license. Now the next part is audio video. Simple audio podcasts are considered very effective due to the element of focusing and require not much effort. You just need a good voice. But it may be limited to the topics which are theoretical completely or do not require infographics. What you have to do, record audio in your smartphone or in any other suitable device, upload on suitable platform and share with the CC license, that is Creative Commons license. The next video presentations are the most challenging one. But it most simplifies the topic. But it most effectively simplifies the topic. Let us take a quick overview of types of video presentations. The video presentations may be of various types. The very first one is talking head, as I am addressing all you people. This is a talking head. The next is presentation slides with voiceover. Picture in picture. Text overlay. Tablet capture, as it is called Khan style or Udacity style, in which whatever you are writing in tablet is recorded. Actual paper, whiteboard or glass board. It is very common in high-end learning channels like Toppers and other forms of learning portals. Screencast, in which whatever going on into the screen is being recorded. Then animation. Classroom lecture. Recorded seminar. And the conversation. The conversation may be one-on-one, or it may be a group of person, it may be a group discussion. However, depending on your requirement, depending upon your requirement of the OER or the MOOC, you can plan a good mix of video lecture presentation. Video e-learning increases the ability of an online course to effectively transfer knowledge. When video is leveraged to explain a topic, it helps visualize complex concepts, guidelines, do's and don'ts. Reduces the reading load on learners. Breaks the monotony of plain text by presenting it as engaging visuals. It presents information as a narrative, helping the learner retain information more effectively. And lastly, it helps break complex topics into digestible pieces of information. Now the next part is infographics. They are meant for visual representation of information, the data, presentations and concepts, information, timeline and process can be represented by the infographics. We can use word art, smart art, vector images, self-drawn pictures, photos, animation, etc. for infographics. Infographics reduce the text content load, increase the engagement and help in the easy understanding. So we discussed in this section what is expected from a content writer for OER. What may be the types of OER depending on the size, use of audio, video, audio video presentations for the OER, and effective use of infographics for making them engaging. Let us discuss rest of the features of the OER in the next section.